The world will pause, the veil will fall. The angels come, the final call. The final call, the final call.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another enlightening episode on the Silsila The Final Call, in which we discuss matters pertaining to death, matters pertaining to the grave, and matters pertaining to Barzakh and the hereafter as well. And today, Alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the situation in the grave of a believer. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But before we actually dive into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the person who recites 10 times salawat upon me in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will find my shafa'ah, my intercession on the day of qiyamah. So that is all collectively, ishq and mahabba. Recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, the situation in the grave of a believer. Such a profound topic of discussion. And this is a very beautiful topic that is mentioned in the book Sharh al-Sudur by Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahimahullah. You know, in one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the grave is either a garden from the gardens of Jannah or a fire from the fire of Jahannam. Now it is up to you and I. How do we want our grave to be? How do we want our qabr to be? We want, of course, our grave to be lit up. We want our grave to be illuminated. We want our grave to be wide. We want our grave to be fragranted. But how do we do this? We do this by performing good deeds, by performing our salah, by reciting the Holy Quran, by fasting, by giving charity, by sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by helping other fellow Muslims, by removing an obstacle from the pathway, by making other fellow Muslims happy. All of this, you will see the benefit of it in this world as well as in the qabr and in the hereafter as well. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, before we actually get to the situation in the grave of a believer, let us first understand the anxiety in the grave, the anxiousness in one's qabr. You know, the servant of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu by the name of Hani mentions that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would stand at any grave and he would cry so much that his blessed beard, it would become wet. So it was said to him that you speak about Jannah, but you don't cry, you don't weep, you never cry. And yet you weep when you look at the grave, you cry when you look at the grave. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the grave is the first stage. Allahu Akbar. He said the grave is the first stage. So the one who received salvation there, for him the next stage is easy. If he did not attain salvation in the grave, then the next stage is even more difficult for him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most frightening scenario is the scenario of the grave. Allahu Akbar. That is why you and I, we need to prepare for that. We need to prepare for our qabr. We need to prepare for our grave, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that the most frightening scenario is what? Is the scenario of the grave. In one narration, Sayyidina Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a janazah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat beside the grave and he also started to cry. So he's crying, he's weeping. It caused everyone else to cry as well, to the extent that the sand, it became wet with tears. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, oh brothers, be prepared for this, meaning for the grave. A person passed away in Medina. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how nice if he had not passed away in the place where he was born. And people asked the reason for this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, because when a person passes away whilst away from home, then in his grave he is given spaciousness according to that distance. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer walks around a green meadow of 70 hand lengths in his grave, which is as bright as the full moon. Allahu Akbar. Look at the situation of a believer in his or her qabr. Likewise, it's mentioned from Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein he says that, I ask Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha the following question, that tell me, what happens with the deceased? And she radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that if he is a mu'min, then his grave is expanded by 40 hand lengths. Allahu Akbar. And Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah, he has mentioned that this will happen after the pressing of the grave and after the questions, because when a person enters the grave, then for a non-believer, the grave presses him to the extent that his ribs, they come out from one side, the left rib comes out from the right, and the right rib comes through the left. But for a believer is pressed gently. Subhanallah. So this will happen after the pressing of the grave and after the questions. And the grave of the unbeliever will be continuously constricted. So the words, رَوْضَةٌ مِّن رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ حُفْرَةٌ مِّن حُفَرِ النَّارِ of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are based on a literal meaning and not a figurative one, not a metaphorical one. The grave of a Muslim, it becomes completely green, completely lush. And some ulama have taken the figurative meaning. In other words, they say it means that the questioning will become easy for a believer and he remains in comfort and luxury to the extent that the expansions are as far as his vision goes. And Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah has said that the first view is correct, meaning in its literal sense. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was standing at a grave with his disciples, where the people were discussing the frightening, dark and constricted condition inside the grave. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said that you were in a place that was even more constricted, more smaller than this. And what is that? In other words, he was saying that that place was the womb of the mother. Allahu Akbar. Yes, we were there. And from the womb of our mother, we came into this world. And from this world, we are going to be in our qabr, in our grave. You know, Abu Ghalib reported that the time of death of a person from Syria approached him. And when he said to his paternal uncle that if Allah returns me towards my mother, how will she treat me? So he said, by Allah, she will enter you into Jannah. And thereafter the person said, Allah Ta'ala is more compassionate upon me than my mother. After this discussion, the young man, he passed away. So when burying him, he says that I entered his grave with his uncle, and suddenly a brick fell out from its place after the burial. So his uncle leaped and lunged forward. Then suddenly he stopped, and I asked him, what happened? Why have you stopped? So he said that his grave is filled with nur, with light, and it has expanded to the limits of the vision, meaning however far his eyes could see, that's how much his grave has been expanded. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Due to him having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is another parable as well, wherein a person says that I presented myself in the janazah salah of a young man in Kufa. When I entered his qabr, his grave, to do the final preps, then whilst placing the bricks, one brick fell off and I saw inside his grave the Kaaba. I saw the Kaaba and the scene of Tawaf. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the views of Madani channel. Such is the excellences of those people who have died with Iman, who have become close to Allah, lived their lives obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, it's mentioned that once a person attended a burial during the time the deceased was being placed inside the grave. So he said that he who makes it easy for the child in the womb of the mother can also make it easy upon you in the grave. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that, the views of Madani channel. The way you live your life, that's the way a person will die. So the question is, how do you and I want to spend our life? How do you and I plan on living our lives? How are we currently living our lives? We have to think and do a self-introspection, that are we living our lives in accordance with the teachings of the Holy Quran and the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are we influenced by the West? Are we influenced by the entertainment industry? If that is the case, then where are we heading? Which direction are we going to? Success, salvation, prosperity, it all lies in following the commandments of the Holy Quran and in following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, a person mentioned that he gave ghusl to a deceased in Bahrain, and it was written on his flesh that compliments to you, O traveler. And on close observation, he says that he noticed that this was written between his skin and flesh. Do you know Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that when Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, when he passed away, Noor, a light could be seen continuously emanating from his qabr. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn al-Ghalib Dani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was martyred in a battle, and after he was buried, the fragrance of musk emanated from his grave. And it's mentioned that once one of his brothers saw him. So who said, saw Abdullah bin Ghalib Dani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and asked him how he had been treated. So he said that he has been treated very well. He was then asked about his final abode, and he said that he had been blessed with Jannah. It was then asked, for what reason did you get Jannah? And he said, due to husni yaqeen, meaning having good confidence, tahajjud salah, and remaining thirsty, these three. And he was asked, what is the reason for the fragrance which emanates from your grave? And you know what he said? He said that it is due to the tilawah, due to the recitation of the Holy Quran and fasting. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, dear views of Madani channel, if you and I recite the Quran on a daily basis, even if it be half a page, even if it be one page too, and you read the Holy Quran with ikhlas, with sincerity, you look up the translation of the Holy Quran from Kanzul Iman, you look up the commentary, the tafsir of the Holy Quran, and through that you will get to understand the Holy Quran, ponder over the ayat, over the verses of the Holy Quran, and you would see how that changes your life. You would see how that brings barakah and prosperity in your life. As we've seen with this person, he is saying, how did he gain Jannah? By reciting the Holy Quran, by having husni yaqeen, by having good confidence, by performing tahajjud salah, by fasting, and he got awarded with Jannah. This is what you and I need to do, that we shouldn't be making doing good deeds a burden upon ourselves. Rather, we should do it with full joy. We should do it with happiness. We should do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that I entered the grave of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ghalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I took some of the sand of his grave in my hand. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that it was smelling like musk. And now this grave caused people to fall into fitna, so it was leveled. But it means that the people in that place, they overstepped the boundaries, and the actions, it caused disrespect. So the grave was leveled with the intention of stopping people from overstepping the boundaries. You know, a very beautiful narration, that the first level of accountability in the hereafter is the grave, wherein there is no differentiation between good and bad. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the situation when the most mercy and pity is shown towards a person is when he is buried in his grave, and his relatives and close ones, they leave him there and return to their homes. Allahu Akbar. You know, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, the time Allah ta'ala shows the most mercy to his servant is when he is placed in his grave. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine that, views of imagination of the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know, Sayyidina Abu Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports, and this is marfu'an, says that the first gift which a believer receives in his grave are through these words. And these words are, become pleased, for those who joined your janazah, they have been forgiven. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. All of these views of Madinah channel, these are encouraging you and I to do good deeds so that the situation in our grave can be good, can be beautiful, can be a garden from the gardens of Jannah. And this is what you and I need to do. You know, Sayyidina Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned that at the passing of Abu Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Allah, bless him with vastness and brighten his grave. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that graves are sunk into darkness, and Allah Ta'ala brightens the grave of the people by the virtue of my dua. And you know, none of us wants darkness in our grave. I mean, when lights go off, no one likes that darkness during the day or at night when there's load shedding, etc. No one likes that darkness. No one, because darkness makes you feel kind of restless. Even children feel restless because of darkness. Likewise, you and I, we wouldn't want darkness in our grave. And how do we prevent ourselves from having darkness in our grave? Is not to laugh in the masjid. Because Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported, and he said that laughing in the masjid is the cause of darkness in the grave. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, how much preparation do you make when you go out on a journey? So what must be the condition of the preparation for Qiyamah? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, let me inform you of such a thing which will benefit you. And Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, may my mother and father be sacrificed upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, keep fast in the extremely hot season for Hashr and perform 2 raka'at salam in the darkness of the night. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is reported by Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that the one who recites 100 times daily, La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubeen, 100 times daily, La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubeen, that person will be protected from poverty and he will not be afraid in his grave, and the doors of Jannah will be opened unto him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How long will it take, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, for you and I to recite this 100 times a day? La ilaha illallah, al-malikul haqqul mubin. So implement this, recite this 100 times a day. Teach it to your children as well. And what will happen? You will be protected from poverty. You wouldn't be afraid in your grave, and the doors of Jannah will be opened for you, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that when an alim passes away, then his knowledge, it takes a form and it becomes attached with him in his qabr, in his grave, until Qiyamah. And it repels the insects, the creatures in the grave. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, learning the knowledge of deen, studying the knowledge of deen, practicing upon it, implementing it, and teaching it to others as well. And this is the reward of it, that your knowledge, it will take a form, it will become attached to you. Those who sought the knowledge of deen, it will be attached to such a person until the day of Qiyamah, and it will repel the insects, the creatures in the grave. Likewise, Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that Allah ta'ala sent revelation upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that, O Musa, learn good and beneficial things and teach them to others as well. I will brighten the graves of those who learn and teach good and beneficial things, so that they may not have fear in the grave. Can you imagine, the viewers of Madinah Channel, learning something is not a small thing. Teaching it to others is not an ordinary thing. Rather, these are such deeds that it brightens your grave. Such deeds that it wouldn't let you have any fear in your grave. So learn the knowledge of deen. Every day is a learning day. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The world will pause, the veil will fall, the angels come, the final call, the final call, the final call.